What's up, creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Hi. Okay. Like, I know that I ramble, for when shooting my words, I go like Rambo.
And we're joined with our special guest, the illustrious, the audacious, the dare I say delicious, referee Charles Van.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're joined with our co-host, Derek Dillinger. And we're joined with our co-host, Katie Arquette.
Hello.
I think referee Charles paid the audience members to clap for him because I feel they boo him.
That's true.
Yeah. Boo.
That's fine. We're the bad guys this week. It's okay.
He's content with that.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
And I spend my time with intelligent people. I don't spend my time with a bunch of dum-dums.
We're going to find out once and for all just who is the number one wrestler in all of the movies we've ever seen with the Cinema Mania World Cup. Did you eat from the toilet? I'm smelling mysterious gases. Oh, bro, close your mouth. You've got the breath of a thousand John Cena. What? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our life? And as always, we'll leave a tiny little bit of room for cream. All that
on this episode
of Russell
Cream.
Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamer.
Sammy Daddy,
yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in the past week?
No, I haven't. I feel bad. But I was preparing for today. This is a big day.
It's true. I took off work.
Did you?
Yeah. And I set all this stuff up.
The
boss said, if you don't come in today, you're fired, Hot Joe. And I said, eat me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get fired?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm sure Sean, the assistant here, loved it. Loved it.
He did. And he was doing, I'm not going to say what he was doing, but it was fucking sick.
Yeah, that guy's, you know him?
That guy sucks.
Into the mic.
Well, referee Charles, world famous referee Charles Van, have you watched any wrestling this past week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a show this past week, and that's the only wrestling
you
I watched.
You don't say.
Yeah.
What was the best match on the card?
Best match on the card was Shelby Wilder versus Swoggle.
Oh, did you? Swoggle's a little guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I heard of him.
Oh. He's Vince McMahon's son.
Yeah. Yep. I appreciate that you cleared that up for the creamers at home. What about you guys? You watch wrestling this week?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Well, what'd you watch?
I watched Rhea Ripley versus Asuka as the main event in Raw this week, and it was phenomenal.
And I watched Chris Benoit versus Kevin Sullivan from Great American Bash. Dusty Rhodes let me know that there was a woman in the men's room.
What?
Yes. She stopped off for a little bit of relief.
I was going to ask you if they went in the bathroom in that one. I feel bad. I didn't watch any wrestling. You guys all had good answers.
Yeah,
way to go.
I watched Dynamite, and that's it.
How'd that go?
I liked it.
They got girls' belts.
I had friends who were there, actually.
Tag team belts, right?
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Those were there.
Me.
He sent me food that he was eating.
Really?
Oh.
I'm not a cat.
Hot Joe asked me, what do I do when I'm at AEW Dynamite? And I replied, just sit in catering.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, Gregory Iron just traveled all the way to Washington for 300 hours to not wrestle.
I don't know.
He's a punk. Anyway, I guess that's going to be it for this part, right?
Gregory Iron.
So then we'll go to the game.
Gregory Iron only has one hand.
You're right. Thank God you're here. He's filling us in on everything.
Well, we're going to go to the game now. Sammy Daddy, why don't you explain to the creamers at home what this game is all about?
We're picking, through a bracket format,
Hell yeah.
The best fictional movie wrestler of all time. And this is official. So whoever we pick is, we can't do this again. Nobody else can do this. Me and, what's your name?
Charles Van.
Me and Charles Van will be one team. Oh, stop it, guys. Stop it. And we're going to face the production over there. And we're going to argue and yell at each other and probably not like each other by the time this ends.
Show me the mic. Put the hold.
Creamers.
Creamers.
Charles Van, call it in there.
Heads.
Oh, you lost.
Suck it.
Fine, you guys get to go first. So, as you can see, here's our bracket. We're going to randomly pick a wrestler from each matchup, and then we're going to argue with each other and be mean and say stuff that is going to hurt feelings.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see, but... Or we're going to be better friends at the end of this, though. So they won, right? So...
Pick one of those.
You got to pick one card out of... How many is there?
Four.
And then take one card and give us the other card.
Do we get to look at the card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one do we want?
Before we
look? Why not?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's fair.
For now.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because since they won it, and then we'll do the next one.
Those
and
are the opponents. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. They want to pick the
They're
one
playing us, right? Oh, this is the one I wanted.
Okay, yeah.
I want it.
This
yes.
is easy. Which one is this?
So, yeah. You guys can say.
So we have Captain Insano from The Waterboy.
And we got...
Bonesaw McGraw.
The Spider-Man movie. I don't even need my notes for this one. I'll tell you why Bonesaw is going to win.
Okay.
Because he's ready.
He's always ready.
Bonesaw is ready.
But
what?
But Captain Insano shows no mercy.
I've had enough of this.
So he is going to beat Bonesaw.
I have notes.
Anyone can squish a spider. This one can do anything.
He didn't do nothing. Bonesaw was on an incredible streak here.
What's that? These notes?
Yeah, my pros and cons for each guy.
What?
They're notes.
Okay.
It's not my fault. Here, you can use them. There's Captain Insano. He shows no mercy.
Shows no mercy.
That was the first note. That was my first prop. Wait, what are my cons?
Tag.
Oh, tag. Oh, we're supposed to tag.
Oh, dang.
Oh. You're in.
Good thing we got a
roll. I've been in.
Oh, Captain Insano is too worried about his fans. He's not worried about his opponent like Bonesaw.
Bonesaw is very sweaty, and he's high blood pressure. He's going to have a heart attack, and Captain Insano is going to be very hydrated, and he is going to do what? What is he going to do?
Kick his ass. Show no mercy.
No. Hold on. Give me my notes back.
I need to see these.
Stay in the
twist. Tag.
You calling it?
Tag.
There's my notes. There's Captain Insano. I did this at work today.
Very nice handwriting.
Thank you. Bonesaw McGraw is massive. He's a big dude, and he can perform under the bright lights of that sold-out arena in New York, and probably was Madison Square Garden, and he was just beating the shit out of people in a cage forever. And then some steroid guy showed up and beat him.
Captain Insano, 7 foot tall, and he has a vicious eye poke.
And he shows no mercy.
You're getting it. I don't have.
I think I made my decision.
I have no more. Yeah, we'll just keep arguing and then you can tell us. Yeah. All right, I know who I want.
Captain Insano.
What do you
have? I have the. Oh.
You remember I told you, Hot Joe, that there's one guy I wanted to win the whole thing? It was Bonesaw McGraw. That was the one I wanted. Dang. All right.
Can we please zoom in? I'm in this square now. Can we please zoom in on referee Charles Van's shirt?
Yeah, I can't.
Get closer to the camera.
Well, you can do like a manual zoom.
Just take the shirt off.
We call this a manual zoom.
Pop the shirt off.
I know. He wore that. Pull that. Oh, man. All right, Charles, pick one.
Can I get those
cards? Oh, I threw one.
I didn't
throw
mine.
Thank you.
Well, mine lost.
Everything's been thrown.
You're a loser.
That was the one guy I wanted. That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite one.
I know.
That's what I told Hot Joe earlier.
What, Captain Insano?
Yeah.
That was a good one. I was hoping it wouldn't be them.
Which one?
That one.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
That one's a good one. Don't you pick that one. You mo.
Hey, we're playing dirty now. You took
you prick.
Bonesaw McGraw out. Oh, this one probably won't win, but I picked that one.
You sure?
100%. Okay. Which one do you... I'm working to your weakness of not knowing fucking anything.
I know.
So, you know this guy. Give him this one. Get the rope. Tag in. All right.
We got the revolting blob from Billy Madison.
We have Randy the Ram from The Wrestler.
The revolting blob will do anything to win. He'll squash you with his weight. He'll throw you into a crowd, or he'll throw you into the crowd of elderly people, and he'll do anything to win. Nothing can stop him.
Okay. Randy the Ram is a seasoned veteran. He's going to beat the revolting blob because, you know, he's been doing this forever. I don't know if you can look back and just ponder his wars that he had with the Ayatollah.
Randy the Ram is a drug abuser.
Randy
You know, he's going to get suspended in this tournament probably. So he doesn't deserve to be in it.
Randy the Ram blob. Never gave up. He is always there, and he practically died in his last match.
Exactly. So, loser who dies.
The revolting blob is obese.
Is revolting.
The revolting blob. He is obese. He is so obese, couldn't even become a pro wrestler anymore.
I know,
he had to be a school principal.
Well, number one, he stopped a school shooting with Eric. Yeah, he did.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Comment.
If you
and what else?
I want to say this straight up. He quit on pro wrestling.
No, they blackballed him.
That's
not his fault.
Pro wrestling.
He still had the mask.
You want to know who doesn't quit? Randy the Ram.
Well, Randy the Ram.
Even when his heart is going to explode.
We all like to pretend like Randy the Ram was so great from back in the day. He's all sizzle and no steak. He can't wrestle.
That is.
Ooh,
that is.
No.
Revolting blob.
Yeah.
Because
damn it,
I picked your guys' time because the heart attack on their guy.
Yeah. See.
Heart attack at the end of the match.
Yeah. See. You played yourself.
Okay.
You don't know the rules.
Tit for tat. I take it.
Potato potato.
Don't pick one. Not
of my square.
Okay. Sorry.
There's no
squares in my circle.
In my square.
There. You see. You're not there.
There's no circles in my square.
There's a square in my square. Stop. You're gonna hurt somebody with that.
I hate this one. I didn't want this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
We'd have to get
dissension.
It anyway.
Hey, we got this. Whatever this one we get, we're going to win. Because they have dissension right now.
All right.
This one. Oh. We win this one regardless. So we have Jimmy King from Ready to Rumble.
And we have Rip Thomas from No Holds Barred.
Jimmy King wins this bout because he is the idol to a young David Arquette, which is a relative of Katie Arquette.
Can't lose.
I don't even want to do this one now.
Suck it.
This isn't fair. Well,
family of champions.
See, I don't want to be related to Hulk Hogan, so never mind. My uncle is Zeus, and he was in that movie. All right, that's not true. But Rip Thomas, he was WWF champion. Maybe you've heard of it. Big deal. And other things. And he beat Zeus in the Battle of the Tough Guys. When's the last battle of the tough guys you won?
Rip Thomas is a racist.
I think I know who won this one.
Mic drop.
Just count us out, bro. Jimmy King.
That was
in fairness, I was going to pick him in before
I knew
you
that.
Guys.
I knew that. He was happening. Will rule you.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Crown him, King. Give me the rope.
Oh, yeah, take the rope.
Wait. Put it back. They're going to think we're cheating.
This is for the creamers.
Creamers.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
I know who he's going to
pick. Oh.
I know who he's going to pick, no matter what. It's up to you.
You got to play strategic, right?
Yeah. Go with him. Give him him.
This is bullshit.
Let me see.
We have Nacho.
How do you say
Nacho! And that's why we win. Nacho for Hot Joe. And that's how we win this thing.
Who's that
guy over there?
What's his name?
We have Thunderlips from Rocky III. You know,
he has a
mustache and a big red cape and a nice hat.
These things are true.
Nacho wears a mask. Everyone loves Lucha Libre's tat.
I'm out.
Thunderlips is racist.
I think I know who
it is. Damn it.
All right.
Who wins that one?
Nacho.
I like the fact that it was heart attack, racist. We didn't really think this through.
We thought it through perfectly.
I like how Nacho is like all caps.
That's I knew he was gonna.
I was gonna give you that one because I have never seen Nacho Libre.
Really?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I just know.
I don't know. If you think you'd like it, you're gonna like it a lot.
I know he's a luchador. Yep. Aspiring luchador.
Who doesn't love luchador?
Does he have a goat or a donkey or something? As a pet? Or
does he have a goat?
Interfere with one? I don't think he has a goat.
There might be donkeys. Like I know he gets hit by a bull.
That's right.
Do they chase a chicken? Might have been Rocky. I might be thinking of Rocky 3 now. I'm going back and forth.
We're gonna just flip.
Okay.
For who picks what.
So, right, whatever.
I guess we'll start off at the top left. Nacho Libre versus... Oh, not top left, but Nacho versus the Revolting Blob.
Who do you...
If we win the... Are you picking this one?
Are we flipping?
Are we flipping or picking?
You're flipping.
Flip, and then whoever wins picks? Okay.
Every time.
You flip. No. Derek always flips.
Tails.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to.
Yes!
Why didn't you let me pick? I was waiting until it landed. I was going to call it after. It's Wrestle Cream. It's Wrestle Cream rules.
That's right.
No.
Cream rules. We pick the Revolting Blob.
All right.
So you guys can have Nacho.
Nacho? I'll tell you why Nacho Libre is going to win. Because he fights for something bigger than himself. He fights for all those orphans.
We have the Revolting Blob because he's a true underdog. You know, he was thrown out of pro wrestling. He was thrown out of pro wrestling, and he came back.
Why not?
And he stopped the school shooting.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Well, I'm going to tell you that Nacho, I mean, maybe not everybody in this room does, but Nacho Libre loves Lucha Libre. And I think that should be enough to get him in there past that old, terrible. How are you going to kill somebody? He was supposed to pinch his leg. That was on purpose.
Tag. Damn it.
I have made my decision. It is Nacho. I guess you guys should have said that.
Yeah. Hey, good job.
No, but I argued for him before.
Hey, good job.
I'm confused.
Okay, now you guys are doing Captain Insano versus Jimmy King. So they get to call it.
Yep.
Okay, here, I'll flip you call.
Heads. Damn. Ah! You wait to the end when you call it. So he cream rolls.
You waited too, and it was. Ah!
Go, who do we want? Tell him.
I'm pissed.
We want Captain Insano. Because Captain Insano chose Joe Murphy. And that means you get Jimmy King, and we get you with the eye poke, and we win.
Jimmy King wins. I love this. I can't look at him. Jimmy King wins this because. You know, he's on his return.
Jimmy King doesn't know how to work. And how is he going to do anything to Captain Insano?
Jimmy King is training under Sal Bandini. And he is learning the art of grappling. So Captain Insano does not know that.
Jimmy King lost his smile and ran away because he didn't know it was a work. And when you work yourself into a shoot, you get shot.
Everyone's
Jimmy
coming.
King was undefeated, and he was an undisputed world champion, and he was a hero to many, many young aspiring wrestlers.
Yeah, Captain Insano was a hero to the Bulldogs.
Jimmy King.
And he took him to a championship football game.
Jimmy King works out at a gym with Bill Goldberg.
That's fair.
Booker T., Billy Kidman, and a young, hot boy named John Cena.
Captain Insano. It went off the screen. Okay. Captain Insano takes time out of his busy schedule to take phone calls from fans while he's working. Do you know how much that... Think about when you were a little director.
Captain
And if you could have called in and called your favorite wrestler.
Captain Insano is a bully, and he destroyed the very fragile... childhood innocence that Bobby Boucher had.
The winner's Jimmy King.
Okay. Oh, come on.
We were arguing that whole time.
I mean, it was a tough one. But I like Jimmy King better, and that's why I went with him.
Well, that's why I like the judge part of it.
If you guys would have said like something about Adam Sandler, because I hate Adam Sandler, then that would have been the perfect reason for me to pick Jimmy King.
We could have done that way quicker.
So the Bobby Boucher thing did not help in my favor.
No, but.
All right, you guys are down to the final. It's Nacho Libre versus Jimmy King.
You got to flip it. And he's going
to
call
I want Nacho Libre to lose.
Why?
You want him to lose?
I hate Nacho Libre.
Wait, nobody. All right, heads. We pick Nacho Libre.
Good. I wanted Jimmy King.
King, right? Yeah, we'll
yes.
Rip the tag rope.
Oh, here you go, tag.
Go.
Here you go.
No, you go.
Go.
Nacho Libre is going to win because he's a luchador. And everyone loves a luchador because you know why? People love mass.
Jimmy King defeated. Sorry. My coffee that I was drinking was a little too hot and I burnt my esophagus. Jimmy King.
That's why you're supposed to drink the cream.
Jimmy King. Defeated.
Tag.
Jimmy King defeated Diamond.
Not Joe! Libre.
Jimmy King defeated DDP in a three-tiered cage match.
No, he didn't.
Nacho Libre has only wrestled He's only wrestled in very small arenas in Mexico.
That's not his fault. He can't get booked.
Did Michael
because
Buffer,
he's blackballed.
Hey, hey. Did Michael Buffer ever ring announce Jimmy King or ring announce Nacho Libre?
Maybe that one time.
No.
Well, no. Well, listen. Nacho
Jimmy King is a good.
Jimmy
father.
King is selfish. No, he's not.
He's a good.
Jimmy
father.
King is self. No, he wasn't.
Jimmy King has a crown.
Did you miss the middle part of the movie? Nacho Libre.
He turned it around.
You want to talk about being a father? Nacho Libre was a father to all those orphans that he fed. And all he wanted to do was make money for those orphans, and he fell in love.
Jimmy King is in an arcade
with a
video
nun
game.
Or something. Nacho Libre's probably in a game.
Wow.
Did you unplug the TV?
He unplugged the camera.
And Nacho Libre has more heart than Jimmy King could even think about having.
Nacho Libre has really horrible wrestling gear.
What?
Yes. Very horrible wrestling gear. Blue pants and a blue mask. Jimmy King is a king. He has a crown. He has royal garb.
Tag.
Jimmy King is a real king. Nacho Libre is a fake luchador.
There is nothing fake about Nacho Libre, and he respects the refs.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He never argues.
No one respects you.
Tag. Jimmy King will rule Nacho Libre.
Nacho!
Okay, Jesus. Nacho wins.
No!
Zebros win.
That's one for the Zebros. Zebros won, the production zero.
Bullshit.
Whatever. Just fixed.
Welcome back, Creamers. I can't believe who won that one.
That was crazy.
Can so you
believe,
weird.
Can you believe what happened in that game?
I hate it.
It blew my mind.
Really?
I think these guys have like some bond of some sort. I want to see their birth certificates.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys, did you
bring them?
Show them. Yep.
You can go home. Pockets. We'll wait.
Yeah,
we'll
just wait a second. I don't know where they are. He has his in his wallet for some reason.
Nope. Sammy Daddy.
We'll bring him next week. Come back next week. We'll bring him.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Hold this.
Charles Van, you need to hold the mic Mean Gene style for him.
Make sure you are more of a person than a persona.
That's deep.
Now, this is the portion where we're going to ask our lovely guests a couple questions.
Yep.
Creamers.
Creamer.
So I guess we'll go with Charles Van first for this one, since we already have the camera on you.
I'll hold it.
Okay. Thanks, Mean Gene.
What is the questions? There it is. Oh, that's the other person's questions.
I can answer that one.
Charles, nope. There it is. Referee Charles Van, would you rather officiate a buried alive match in an actual graveyard or a casket match in a Walmart on Black Friday?
Oh, all right.
And why?
Give me the casket match on Black Friday. At Walmart?
Yes.
Correct? You never know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to get thrown into that casket, you know?
That's true.
Craziness happens. People fight over TVs.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that. More action for me. More things I can watch.
It's a lot of pressure on you, too.
Yeah, but anything can happen. You know, anything goes. I don't really have to, like, do anything. I can just stand around. That's what I'm best at.
You said it.
Everyone's thinking it. Even Sean over there.
Yeah. Do you have any questions, Sam?
Yeah.
For referee Charles,
as far as your refereeing, how long have you been doing it now?
3 years now.
Nice. On a scale of 1, 2, 3, what would you rate yourself?
1.5.
That's fair. That's all I had for him.
Hell yeah, man. All right, now it's you guys. You're booked in a tag. Well, I should probably put the camera on, yeah?
There they are.
You're booked Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't want the pink one. You can have the pink one.
Stretch the...
It'll stretch. Yeah, okay. Cords are long.
Stretch to high heaven.
Good enough.
Is that good?
We're
back. Perfect. Yes, we're back. All right, cool. You're booked in a tag team ladder match, but the ladder is greased up with nacho cheese. What's your game plan?
Lick it up.
I'm going to have Katie lick it up.
All right.
That is the correct answer.
Like the Pokemon Lickitung. That's what we'll do.
Ah, yes, yes.
And then we'll just climb to the top.
That's good. That's a good answer. I'm rooting for you guys.
What do you ponder the licks would be? Would it be like quick little cat lapping up milk licks?
No, we don't got time for that. It's got to be like long licks. Like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best strategy for sure.
One round at a time. Oh, hey, you're back.
All right, well, I guess I'm just going to ask you guys all of your questions first, because then we don't have to keep putting the microphones back and forth. Would you rather wrestle on the moon with no gravity or underwater with scuba gear, and why?
Moon with no gravity, because then I could be a high flyer.
Scuba gear with under the water, so I can drown and actually kill myself.
Oh.
All it gets really dark.
Yeah, I guess so.
Spring a leak. Please, man. Nice. Spring a leak.
Wrong show.
Sorry.
That's the cream at night.
Yes.
Cream. Okay, write that down. Yeah. Put that in your notes. Yeah,
we'll do it in post.
That's A-R-T-E-T-T-E for credit.
I got it. Okay.
That's how I thought it was spelled. If every tag rope was replaced with a live snake, how would your team survive?
Call Jake the Snake.
Ooh, he would survive well. I love snakes.
He'd be in charge of the snakes.
I want to touch it. I want to put my hand in its mouth.
You don't have to put your hand in its mouth. You just have to hold on to it. You're doing too much, Derek Dellinger.
I want to touch it.
All right.
Hand in the snake's mouth. Is that a thing?
Like it
a
is lion now.
Tamer?
You're a snake it tamer? Is now.
I'm a snake tamer.
All right. Would you rather be stuck in a year-long feud with Cheech and Chong or Penn and Teller, and why?
Cheech and Chong.
I go with TD on this, Cheech and Chong.
Okay, good choice. Yes. And why do you choose them?
We baked all day the whole time. It'd be so much fun.
They love it.
Crowd is going crazy.
Yeah, they love that stuff. Would you rather fight a team of yourselves from 20 years in the future or 20 years in the past? And that is the last question.
Future, because I can keep up, but I can't handle with people that Dang. Suck really bad.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, see, personally, I would go with the past because I think I could beat up a teenager. Maybe not.
Real quick.
No.
I mean, I don't even think you would be... How old are you? 20 years
Dare. Previous?
20? Not those on his TNAs. Yeah.
20 years previously, you would just, I think, be a little...
I was 14 20 years ago.
What?
That's right.
Whoa. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm 70.
Okay.
Math.
I don't know if the math was math. And
who cares?
Just a little hot boy.
Beautiful boy.
A little hot boy.
There we go.
Well, now it's time for more questions for referee Charles Van.
We have more?
Send the mic back. They have to share. They have to meet Gina.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you guys need those mics now. You want this one, too? Thank you, Katie Arquette.
I'll be nice.
Am I getting questioned?
Wasn't there a button?
Yeah, you're not. Give me that back.
Do you have any questions for me?
Give me that back.
I asked you a question.
You don't need that, actually.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
1.5.
Come on. You got a question. You ready?
Yeah.
Have you called Mom? Or no?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should. You need to call her. You should call more often. That's terrible. You should call more often.
I'm going to see her this weekend.
That's terrible.
I'm going to see her this weekend.
That's days from now.
Lean in.
Yeah, lean in here. Get over
here. Yeah, look at the camera and tell her that you're not going to call her.
Tell your mother.
Wait, what camera?
That's your
All
camera.
Of them.
Mom, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
This airs in a week.
Yeah.
I have plenty of time to plan this call out.
All right, referee Charles Van. That's probably going to be hard for you.
He gave it back.
I did the wrong one?
No, I just want...
We're good.
I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this part before.
Referee Charles Van,
yes.
You're reffing a match, and the ring is slowly filled with water. Do you call it off or turn it into a splash match? Also, what's a smash what's a splash match, you think?
This is going to sound real bad, but I'm going to have to call it off. I can't swim.
Whoa.
That's true. I can confirm
Charles
that.
Charles can't swim.
No, I can't swim. So, unless someone knows how to save someone from drowning, I'm going to have to call that match.
Yeah, you would be dead.
I don't want to die.
Can we give him little water wings?
I was thinking like a life jacket with stripes.
Hell yeah, we can.
Or floaties.
Well, if those are provided, then yeah.
I like that.
They're definitely going to be provided.
Then, what was the second part of it instead of calling it off?
Oh, what's a splash match, do you think?
A wet and wild match that everyone just, you know, splashing all over the place.
That's right. That's right. Referee Charles Van, would you rather ref a battle royal where every wrestler has been cloned mid-match, or every wrestler is wearing a disguise dressed as you, and you can't tell if you're the real referee Charles Van?
We need more referee Charles Van, so give me all the people that can look like me.
That's what I was telling him before.
No.
There's very mixed...
Why not?
Why what?
Why can't we have more Charles Vans?
We got one. That's plenty.
Sammy Daddy? What the clone Charles Vans call Mama?
Yeah, they'd call.
Charles Van.
That's how we would find out who the real one is.
Prick.
We'd give him a phone and we'd see who they'd call. All the other ones would call Mom. He would not.
I'm calling you tomorrow, Mom.
What a prick.
I'll fucking call her right now. We got Bluetooth on this thing.
Referee Charles Van, you have two more questions, all right? You're reffing a match where the loser has to do your taxes. Are you staying impartial, or are you subtly fast counting the competitor with the My Tax Rev subscription?
Ooh. I'm fast counting, and can I pick who loses? The loser is doing my taxes, or the winner?
That's right.
Okay, I know who I'm fast counting too, if you want that one.
Thank you. And who is it?
The Duke.
Oh. You don't like that guy?
Now, real quick, guys.
He's a very smart man when it comes to that part of the business.
Oh, I got you.
That question was brought to you by My Tax Rev. Thank you for sponsoring that question. My Tax Rev isn't just software. It's the singularity, the dawn of a new age where man and machine unite, where we collectively leave this realm for another. With My Tax Rev, you're not just filing taxes. You're joining a legacy of innovation that will outlast empires. My Tax Rev. One click and you're ours forever.
I didn't know we had a thing.
Final question, Charles.
Did you know we had a sponsor?
No.
Charles, last question. Would you rather be a referee who has to enter with pyro and music for every match, or one who has to cut a promo turning heel after every DQ?
I want to enter with pyro and music.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What song?
Whoa. I don't know. I haven't thought that far. I didn't get that far in the wrestling school to think about my music.
Are there songs about referees or zebras?
There wasn't much that happened over there.
Okay.
Good answers, except for most of them.
You better call your mother.
You better call your mom. That could be your song, Somebody Call My Mama.
Ah, perfect.
Don't call her right now. She's busy.
All right.
They already talked.
If you would call her more often, you would know her fucking schedule.
She's doing her taxes.
Yeah. What was the code?
My tax rep.
Hot cream?
Yes. Thank you for repeating that. Guys, don't forget about that.
That was good.
So now we're going to listen to some of these Greamers who sent in beautiful messages, just beautiful, lovely messages.
We didn't even really talk about this. This is episode 50.
This is.
50.
It's been 50 years that we've been together.
This. Isn't that amazing?
It is. we're not in love.
No.
No, we are.
Maybe.
So let's listen to Ronald Two Legs.
Oh.
Sent his in. You guys ready? This is the longest one.
Sorry, I don't know.
Is it playing?
Nope.
Is it not?
Nope. I got nothing over here.
Oh, yeah. You know why?
This?
It's the blue one for Bluetooth.
This?
They will understand.
Now it's playing.
Understanding is just a matter of time. They will understand.
That's not right.
I don't know what.
There you go. This is Ronald Two Legs for sure.
Oh, hey, boys. Creamers. What's up? Creamers. It's your boy, Ronald Two Legs here. I just had to jump in here real quick and wish you boys a congratulations on, let me check, you guys are the real stars. 50 episodes? You guys did 50 of these things already? My God. Oh, boys. All right, what a long way you've come in such a short time. Great show. Love the show. I got to get back on there. Me and Sammy Daddy team up here.
Oh.
Last time we were against each other, foes. This time I did not listen to this. Take some of these jabronis on.
Is it done?
I gotta get out of here. Oh, I gotta crack this off real quick. So I'll catch you boys later. Congratulations, boys. Creamers.
Now it's done.
All right. Now we're gonna do one more, and then we're gonna move on. We'll come back to these. Okay.
All right. Which one's this one? I'm so
we're gonna
excited.
Listen to.
It could be anybody. Let me guess. Charles Van.
He didn't do one, actually. He refused.
Because he was busy.
Wow.
Yeah, right. He's a sicko.
Too busy not calling his mom.
I know.
Prick.
Maybe if you would call your mom, then you would send us a goddamn video.
Thanks a lot.
Priorities.
Thanks for nothing.
Thank you, Katie Arquette.
You're welcome.
All right, here we're going to go to the best one, in my opinion.
Hello, creamers. This is friend of the show, Derek Dillinger, and I'm calling in with a couple of creams for Room of Cream. First cream is... Well, I mean, we have to say it, right? Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, not only just for me, but from Katie Arquette.
Happy 50th.
50 episodes is crazy. Monumental. I don't even think it's been done ever. But my second cream is for that audio pervert, Ronald Two Legs. Old Ronnie Deuces. I'm sick and tired of his MP3s and his MP4s and all of his audio equipment that he's plugging in and out. He's a pervert. I know it. And I know that he keeps interrupting my special announcement that I have for all of you guys at WrestleCream. Well,
he did the thing. The dolphin thing.
No.
Come on.
There was like 58 more seconds to this message that I sent.
Minimum.
Really?
I think Ronald Two
Legs. He did it again?
Is hacking in.
Oh my God. That piece of shit.
We did have that guy over here the other day that was like unplugging stuff and we didn't know I was here. Remember?
Yeah, he had like a fake mustache on over his real mustache.
Yeah, I thought that was strange, but was whatever. Strange.
Did he have two good legs? Want.
Yes.
Yeah, actually he did.
I noted it too. Oh my God.
Yeah, because you said that to me.
What I said, check out that guy's legs.
Yeah.
They're good.
They were really good. All right, well, creamers,
we'll try again next week.
To the room for cream. Sammy Daddy?
I just have a
actually,
quick one.
Well, I'm skipping something, dude. My bad. It's time for Sammy Daddy's match count of 2025.
Oh, it's the same.
The year of our life.
Who has time for that? What was it last week? Do you remember?
I don't.
I'll tell you my match of the week, because whatever my number
is, it's the same.
My count is
any day now.
589. My match of the week was the one that happened earlier. When the production faced Zebros.
Oh, that was a good. That was a really good
my match of the week.
Zebros?
Yeah. Yeah, remember? We told you earlier. Your turn. No, you're.
Oh, yeah. My match count is 701.
Oh, you did it.
My match of the week was Hangman versus Lee Moriarty from yesterday with the show that they were at.
What?
Oh. Remember, guys, from earlier?
Oh.
And then my 700th match was Claudio Castagnoli versus Powerhouse Hobbs. And if I was actually counting during, I probably would have picked a different match. But I didn't have a choice.
Well, you're just watching. You just got to go for the ride. That's okay. That's part of this.
I did ride around on that one. what about you guys? Did you guys wrestle in the last week?
Yes. I did. I wrestled last night in Pittsburgh for AEW against Serena Deeb.
Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah. It was Ring of Honor.
Oh.
The aprons were different. It was Ring of Honor.
Oh, the red
one. Oh, now I understand.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
No matches for me. I watched. I watched Lee Moriarty and Hangman, and it was awesome. That would be my match of the week as well.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch this.
Charlie Van, what's your match of the week?
My match of the week is...
And did you wrestle this past week?
I did not wrestle this past week. Did I did ref.
Were you physical at all in any of your matches?
I was not physical, but I did get hit.
With what?
A nice little shotgun dropkick from Eric Taylor, that son of a bitch.
That's rude.
Yeah, I agree.
It was very rude.
Nothing else happened? You didn't get hurt in any other ways?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I did get... Yeah, that did happen. I did get shot by Shelby Wilder in his match with Swoggle. And good thing I have Patty in this area, and it was a grazing shot.
Okay.
Shout out to EVP of Medical, Jeremy, for helping me out so I could keep on roughing that weekend.
Nothing else happened?
He's one of our nation's best.
After you were shot, nothing happened? It's like I was fucking there.
I mean...
I wasn't even there.
After I shot, I did take a...
No, you got shot.
After I got shot, I did take a nut shot as well.
What? What happened? From who? By where?
Swoggled, tripped Shelby Wilder right into my nuts.
Jeez Louise.
If you want to see this whole thing, it's on AIW YouTube.
Well, I'll put the link in the description. I'll probably even just clip it and put it right in here so you can watch it right now, Creamers.
I threw it out there.
All right, now it's time for Room for Cream. Sammy Daddy,
yeah.
Do you have a Room for Cream?
Yeah, it's a quick one. I don't have a bunch to add, but I know you're not a sports boy, right?
I'm not a sports boy.
You're a sports boy.
Yeah.
You're a sports boy. You're a sports girl.
Yes.
The Cleveland Guardians are doing historical shit.
Yeah, they are. Comeback of a lifetime.
And they're going to hopefully win the division and make the playoffs and win the World Series. And luckily I found my ticket from when we went to Vegas. I put $20 on them back in like March to win the thing. So I'll win like $400 if they win. So that makes it even sweeter. But I don't even care. I'll throw the ticket away if it means they'll win. But they're making history. Like we're making history with 50. They're making history with 15 and a half.
It's a good year.
That's nice of them.
I know, right? So go Guards.
Now it's time for... fucking Ronnie Two Legs sent in a Room for Cream.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
What are you laughing about?
You.
Why?
Go Guards.
Hey, boys. Ronald Two Legs here.
Seems like it's loud.
What's going on? Best friend of the show. Number one
best friend.
Best friend all time. Russell Creamer. Number one creamer. Right here. Ronald Two Legs. Room for Cream this week.
I don't know.
The Cleveland Guardians. I know last week I called about sports and Browns, but this week, sports again. Guess what? Sports again.
Why is he
the Cleveland
me?
Guardians. We're looking to go into deep in October here, baby. I'm a big-time Guardians fan. I love it. I love October baseball, so jump on board. Check them out.
Pervert.
Go Guards.
Pervert.
Love you. Thief. Love everyone there. Mm-hmm. We wish you the best. Bye.
I said go Guards, and he only said go Guards.
I have a Room for Cream.
That's what I was just about
another
to
one.
Ask.
Another one. I'm so mad right now.
Let's hear it.
Well, one, Ronald Two Legs pervert. Well, my Room of Cream is why is Doritos Cool Ranch Doritos not Cool Ranch anymore?
Hello, Creamer.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
What are they?
They're not Cool Ranch. It's just Ranch Doritos.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. In the same color bag?
Yes.
No way.
When did this happen?
They lost Cool.
Wow.
They didn't.
Yes, dude. For sure.
When?
I've not seen Cool on a bag in a long time.
It's just Ranch? That same blue, though?
Blue, yeah.
And so you just see the blue bag, you grab it, you don't even look to see if the word Cool's there.
I had to take a bite. These aren't Cool.
Yeah. 90s Cool Ranch? Man.
Remember those 3D Doritos?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Your fingers got all nasty, though.
I don't know. Whatever.
That happens with every Dorito, though.
Does it?
This is...
What is it? Charles Van.
Do it. Treat it like nacho cheese in a ladder match.
Yeah.
Big...
No, those will be little legs.
Charles Van. Charles Van, does your fingers get orange when you eat a Dorito?
Yeah, I have seen that happen with people, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. What about with yourself?
Why are you acting like it's a foreign concept?
Because I don't really eat Doritos. You know this about me.
Oh, yeah. What?
Why don't you eat Doritos?
He doesn't eat any kind of chip or...
I'm very picky with what I eat. With what I eat. Hold this up, mean. Right here, right here.
Okay.
I just don't eat them, so no. But I have seen.
You scared them.
Can you tell them to stop booing me, please?
I tried.
We can't.
Didn't you hear me? They got a mind of their own, my man.
Cut it out, guys.
Yeah.
Turn this.
Guys, stop booing Charles.
I'll turn this car around. Tell them.
Don't make me turn this car around.
Call him out. Do something. You're a referee. Do the thing.
Are you practicing because you're going to be a dad soon?
Yeah, I do have to practice that, yeah.
Breaking news. You heard it here first.
I'm actually telling him for the very first time.
Yeah, hearing this for the first time, Mom. So get ready.
You better tell Mom. Mom, no. Does she know?
Haven't called
her.
Haven't called her yet.
Call
tomorrow. Calling you tomorrow, Mom.
Well, that's great. Fucking, you got everything for Grabe?
I don't know.
Anything you want.
Talk about
wrestling,
anything
not wrestling.
You want.
Talk about except anything.
I would say we kind of covered the Guardians and Cool Ranch just being Ranch now. So maybe not those two things.
Those two, someone else paved the way for those ones.
But anything.
So food, baseball. I'm excited for basketball.
All right. Oh, like they say, go Cavs.
Big Cavalier fan over go here. Cavs. Love basketball. They do great. And I would love to go to a game where I'm not broken. And I can easily get up and down the steps.
Oh, yeah. My room for cream is that I appreciate not referee Charles Van. I do not appreciate him. I
not
appreciate
cool, like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's just ranch. But Charles, you're one of our nation's best. Sammy Daddy, my roof of cream is that I really appreciate Sammy Daddy. We made it to 50 episodes. If it wasn't for this little guy, I would probably have given up on the show, you know?
And if it wasn't for you, I don't know how to do any of this stuff.
That's right. I remember you said that when we met.
I would just be talking into the mirror again.
There's plenty of times when we do the show where I'm like, I don't really feel like doing the show, but Sam is going to, I can't disappoint Sam. You know what I mean? Hey. So I do the show anyway. I push through, and then I get a couple of laughs at the end of it. Thanks to this guy right here, Me Daddy.
And Hot Joe is your name.
So what's
this has been fun.
Do you have one?
This has been fun. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go Guards.
Oh, that's right. There's so many
I can't believe we did 50.
That's right.
And it's very fun, and we finally got you here. It wouldn't have been so many questions if you came earlier. But we have Katie Arquette. Derek Dillinger is probably like my best friend in the world now.
Mm-hmm. Ronald Two Legs. Don't
worry. Ronald Two Legs.
Pervert.
Me and Ronald Two Legs are friends too. And Wes, that was one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life.
Wes Barkley.
That dude's wild.
Not Barker.
Speaking of Wes Barkley, no one knows.
Yeah, we don't know.
Here's his little message he sent for us.
Yes, sir. Maserati Wes Barkley back at you once again. And I just want to give a very special shout out to Wrestle Cream. 50 episodes. The biggest milestone in all sports entertainment podcasts. Wow. I'm grateful that I got to be on it. You know how I always do it. Be there, be squared. No, squares in my circle. The creamers are in my circle. They paid me to say that because this is a cameo. Wait, it's not a cameo? Wait, I'm doing this for free? All right, so look. Wrestle Cream, shout out to 50 episodes. Thanks for having me on. It's a lot of fun. Again, check out their 50 episodes. Here's to 550 more. And 50 more years. And be there, be square. I said it twice and I didn't get paid. I'm out of here.
We're not going to be live that long.
No, we can't do that.
No, the world is dying. Anyway.
Well, that was nice of him to send
that
in.
Was very nice of
him. J-Lit champion.
Oh, yeah. You got eliminated in the first round, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened there?
What the heck was that all about?
Wait a minute.
I bet a lot of money on that
one. I got screwed over, actually.
But Charles,
he wasn't the ref.
He wasn't the ref.
Really?
He was written on the.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was a
Charles Van was my ref, and I already gave him some money. No good, rat bastard, right there.
He backed out.
He took my money,
and
he
bounced.
Did bounce? Yeah.
Wow.
He got shot.
Charles,
Charles,
what do you have to say for yourself, man?
Oh wait, hold on.
I needed the money, so
rat
I
bastard.
Took it. Said, hey, I can't do this match. Just had gave Jake Clemens, you got to do this one.
Tell us all this time.
Got a little bit of extra pay on that one.
It's fucked up.
Or.
But it wasn't all bad for you that day, I believe.
Trash.
Right?
Yes, I won a title.
What?
I won a gold belt that's in my car. I forgot to bring it up to the studio.
Son of a gun.
So it's downstairs.
Hopefully all right, go get it and we'll start over.
Okay. So is my iPad. I forgot to bring that in, too.
What are we doing?
So please. Don't break into my car at this studio location.
Thank you. I don't want anybody to break into your car either. It affects me, apparently.
Cleveland,
yeah, that's true. The city that we live in. All right, guys. Here's the Outrunners.
Turbo Floyd. Truth Magnum. 50 is quite a number.
It's one of the biggest numbers I've ever been able to count to.
I can't even count that high, man. Are you kidding me, right?
I'm very, very serious. And you know what?
450.
I don't know, but I tell you what, 50 is a real important number.
It's a real big number. And the Wrestle Cream podcast has hit episode 50. The Outrunners want to say from the bottom of our hearts, congratulations. Tell them, Turb.
Congratulations on that podcast. Here's to 50 episodes, and then here's to 50 more. Keep trucking. Keep moving along, you son of a bitch.
They only want us to do 50 more episodes.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Wes wants 500.
But that's not their fault. They can't count that high.
We'll go somewhere. Here's Greg Sting right now.
So, hey, do you want to be in this? I got to record this thing for these fucking idiots. Like, 50th Ooh. Episode.
Ooh.
Fucking.
Hi, Joe.
Sammy Daddy? Well, Sammy Daddy's cool, but.
Hi, Joe.
What are they doing?
It's their 50th episode of their podcast.
You have a podcast?
Yeah, I guess
fucking
a couple
jabronis have a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Anybody with a microphone would have a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. What do they do with those microphones?
I don't know. Whatever. Let me hit record here.
Oh, you weren't recording.
Hey, shout out to the good guys at Wrestle Cream.
Hi, Joe.
I forget what your gimmick name is. Not sure why you have a gimmick name. You'd have to be over to have a gimmick name. What is it? Sausage Boy or something? I can't remember. But
pardon the interruption.
Oh, my God. Here.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, this is a video for the guys at Wrestle Cream specifically.
Wrestle what?
Wrestle Cream. Cool. It's their 50th episode. So big shout out to Sammy Daddy. We love Sammy Daddy.
Wait, you call another man Daddy?
Well, that's his name, but also, okay. I mean, I highly respect him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
me too. That's why I give him this.
Wow, with the tattoo or without?
Both.
Okay, he definitely has an arm tattoo. Maybe he'll get a Wrestle Cream tattoo. I don't know. Maybe
who's the other guy?
Hi, Joe.
But he has a gimmick name.
He gets this.
Mm. Well, hey, congratulations on 50 episodes, and hopefully you guys make it to
6-7.
Oh, well, whatever. But, you know, Sam, I think the podcast is going to get better once you get rid of the other guy. So best of luck to you guys in your future endeavors. And
kiss goodnight.
Wow.
Wow, what a douche.
He does not like you. He's not a fan.
I feel the same way.
What happened?
I don't want to get into it.
Aaron Bauer was in it too.
That's
Aaron
right.
Bauer was in the
yes.
house. That was cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling us jabronis.
Maybe, Joe, I think maybe you just bullied him a little bit.
Bullied who?
Greg. He has one good hand.
What?
That's you bully someone, they respond that
wow.
way.
Wow.
When in the
That's
F did I
up.
Bully him?
Wow.
I never bullied that little gimp hand boy.
Oh, done did it again.
That's it. That's it.
Anyways, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
We wish you
a Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday!
Yay, this is fun.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, that's a lot of kissing, you guys. I think we don't have to do that anymore. Guys, when Wes Barkley was here, he peed. And bet in the toilet, and he did not put the toilet seat down.
Oh, no! You didn't tell me this?
I thought you were going to say you did.
The world is full of kings and queens. They'll blind your eyes and steal your dreams. Kurt Cobain didn't make it and left an entire generation of tortured souls behind. Tommy Dreamer, take heed. Quote the Raven, nevermore.